All righty. As we continue, we're right next door to some wonderful construction for the beautiful Dow Gardens. And I'm thrilled to have with me, sitting across from me, and by the way, they are sending this out now on YouTube and something else, whatever it is, Facebook and our WJR channel or whatever. They've got video if you want to tune into it. Now while you're driving, of course. Anyway, Elizabeth Lumbert is the executive director of Dow Gardens. As part of our Pure Michigan tour, we've learned that, well, like a week ago, Elizabeth was a dinosaur, or at least you were guiding a dinosaur. And now today you're with me. I don't know what that says exactly, but I'm glad that you're a risk taker.
Well, I did ride a dinosaur up on stage at Wake Up Midland here in front of probably 300 people to let them know that dinosaurs are coming to Dow Gardens.
Well, you've got a lot of courage and a lot of creativity. Tell me about the dinosaurs, life-size dinosaurs coming all summer long, beginning when?
They are beginning May 19th. So dinosaurs arrive next week. We'll be installing a national touring exhibit of life-size animatronic dinosaurs. They roar. They move. So we have a beautiful canopy walk where you can go 40 feet up on a glass platform. Imagine you're looking down at a T-Rex that's also 40 feet high.
Oh, my gosh, looking at your face eye to eye.
There's a 47-foot dinosaur going along the hills outside our children's garden. They're going to roar and they're going to move.
Are these all animatronics?
Yes, motion activated. We will have some Tuesday nights where we're going to turn off the animatronics for sensory-friendly time in case that movement and roaring scares people.
Yeah.
But also, it's not just about dinosaurs. A couple weeks ago, we received 1,000 tropical plants by a semi-load. These dinosaurs will be landscaped with tropical plants that you may not have seen. You won't see that in Michigan. And so you can learn about the plants that you find in dinosaur fossils. You can actually see those plants. So we'll have baby belly bamboo. I'm probably saying it wrong.
I'm a big fan of baby belly bamboo.
But we'll have cycads and we'll have palm trees and we'll have all sorts of fun tropical plants to experience the dinosaurs.
This is so exciting. You know, it's 110-acre Dow Gardens. And I said we broadcast from here, but we didn't broadcast from right here. We were over at the Whiting Forest of Dow Gardens.
Yeah, that's the north part of our campus. It's all connected. There's a pedestrian bridge that takes you from our Rose Garden to our amphitheater right over West St. Andrews. All the property was originally owned by Herbert and Grace Dow. So, that's where you'll find the canopy walk, and that big T-Rex will be over there. But you can just wander through our new Welcome Center once it opens in June and enjoy 110 acres of discovery.
You know, Herbert and Grace Dow and their family, 1899, this wonderful 110-acre Dow Gardens that welcomes thousands of guests per year. I just point out to the people on the far left, these are those rich people that you want to get rid of and you don't think the country should have. Look at how much they've given back. Where would Midland be without Dow and the Dow family? Seriously, where would Detroit be without Ford and the Ford family and a number of other families? I mean, come on, folks. Just wake up and figure things out. But anyway, enough of that. You have been blessed. This is we're in an unbelievable facility right here, right now, at the Midland Center for the Arts and right next door. Is this incredible Dow Gardens. It's wonderful. What a blessing.
Yes, Dow Gardens is wonderful. It is a blessing. It's a gift from the Herbert H. and Grace A. Dow Foundation, truly, for a community this size to have such an amazing botanical garden.
So you have the Festival of the Senses, Friday, June 26th, summer at Dow Gardens, carrying on this legacy of beauty. What else do we need to know?
Well, that Festival of the Senses, that is a really beautiful evening. You wander through the Dow Gardens in the evening and you'll eat, you'll drink. There's a alcohol option and there's also a non-alcoholic option. So something for everyone. You can bring the 18-year-olds in your family. They can have the non-alcoholic option, but you're really strolling the gardens and just experiencing a summer evening and beauty. And that's what it's all about. Good food and good company.
Well, that's beautiful, bringing the community and welcoming others who are not necessarily in the community, but coming here specifically to enjoy all of this wonderful goodness that you guys work so hard to keep going. Now, what's the website, or how do people get more information?
Oh, sure. Well, we've got www.dowgardens.org, and we also have a very active Facebook page. That's another great place to see photos of Dow Gardens and what's happening.
Excellent. And a lot of people are using Facebook and all the other social media, but if you go the old-fashioned way, pretty much like me, you go to dowgardens.org,
That's right.
and you'll get all the information. The new Welcome Center, Herbert and Grace Dow's legacy of hospitality, which, in fact, as we mentioned, began 125 years ago by welcoming guests to their home and their gardens, and that continues to thrive here. That's the legacy that you've built this on.
Yeah, we keep saying this brand new Welcome Center really is all about going back to how Herbert and Dow made people feel so welcome. We want that for our guests. And our old visitor center, we had simply outgrown it. 110 acres now, 225,000 guests a year. This gives us great spaces to welcome our local community as well as the motor coach tours. And one thing that we're really
That
excited.
Welcome Center, I
Yeah.
read, is 22,000 square feet.
Yes, it's a welcome center, a gift shop, a cafe. You'll be able to have a panini there. You can sit inside, outside. We'll have some meeting rooms. But the room that I'm the most excited about is called a changing space. So if you're someone who is an adult that needs assistance, perhaps you're in a wheelchair, and this room will have a harness, or it will have a you'll bring your harness, and we'll have an adult-sized changing table, and you don't have to change your loved one on a floor. We'll have a changing space built for you.
You know, you really have thought of a lot of things to make this inclusive that the average person doesn't think about, doesn't have to worry about. God bless you for example, turning off the animatronics for kids with autism that might not be able to handle that
Exactly.
sensory overload. I mean, you've thought of everything, it seems.
Well,
As
we
soon
thought
as
of a
I say
lot.
that,
I
someone's
know
going
there's
to,
something we
well, but
haven't
what
thought of.
about this? What about me? Okay,
That's right.
I think, as far as I know, you've thought of every, at least you've tried in many different ways that, you know, we never used to think about.
Yeah, well, we're trying to make Dow Gardens accessible, getting outside accessible. We have 3 miles of paved trails, so they're not, they're very accessible. So that's one of the things that we've worked on and been focused on the past few years.
You seem to be born for this, Elizabeth Lumbert, but what did you used to do?
I think I've grown up at Dow Gardens. I've been at Dow Gardens for 34 years.
What? I'm speechless and I still have to keep talking. 34 years?
34 years.
Does she look 34 years old? That's unbelievable. Well, good for
Well, see,
you.
that's Dow Gardens. You come to Dow Gardens, and it's
They have
like
the Fountain
Fountain
of
of Youth.
Youth. Oh, well, now a lot of people are going to come. Go to dowgardens.org, dowgardens.org, and see all the wonderful things they've got planned for you. It's going to be the great summer of 2026. And I must tell you, it is overwhelmingly fantastic because of people like Elizabeth Lumbert, the executive director of Dow Gardens. God bless you.
Well, thank you. And our team and our volunteers and everyone who makes it all happen.
Well, nice of you to share the glory, but it's leadership at the top oftentimes that makes that glory possible for all those hardworking people and volunteers, etc. So keep up the good work, Elizabeth. A pleasure meeting you.
You too. Thank you.
We continue in coming up on our real time, noon to two, in focus on WJR, the Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour.